What are you hungry for?
Welcome to the School of Weight Loss podcast, where we empower you to reach your healthy weight goals with less wasted effort, money, and time. This is the podcast that uses evidence-based tips and tools to simplify weight loss for the ladies who've tried it all. If you struggle with obesity or being overweight, you're tired of endless dieting and never reaching your goals, and just plain tired with life, this is the podcast for you. I'm your host, obesity medicine certified physician, life and weight loss certified coach, Dr. Emily Van Zandt. Let's get this episode started.
It's a yucky day out here. It's literally like windy and overcast and a little bit chilly, but the temperature was supposed to be high. And I'm feeling the feels today. I think that oftentimes we think that this unraveling is just something that will be done. Just like, done. Can I get through it? So I thought this episode would be a really interesting one. Whenever I see my worlds collide, I'm like, I'm in. Tell me. And so I actually think I'm going to put this on both of my podcasts. So for those of you listening into the School of Weight Loss podcast, this is a little different. This is what my other podcast is about. It's about the things you didn't see coming that your mom could have never warned you about, because your mom's also human, by the way. There's the punchline. But this is what the work we're doing, because I have really gone through an unraveling in my life in the last year and a half. I would tell you that for probably a good 20 years of my life, I was hungry for food. Food was what I consider to be the lowest hanging fruit to step in when I felt awful, to help me create comfort and celebration and rewards for my life. And as long as there were Oreos in the cabinet, or I could turn to chips and queso when I was really struggling, I didn't have to go much further. Now, don't get me wrong. Here's why I say it's the low-hanging fruit. And for those of you who are at the place where weight is a big issue for you, it is the low-hanging fruit. Because what does it ultimately create for your life? You eating Oreo cookies to feel better. I can tell you what it created for my life. It created a woman who was a female physician running a weight loss clinic, way over 200 pounds, who literally had no idea how to fix it. And in my Lively Lady Club yesterday, I kid you not, if you want to see the amazingness of your life play out, are you ready for this one? I have a lady in my Lively Lady Club who I coached yesterday. And I get tearful thinking about it, because I've always said that I got engaged to my husband and I was hungry to look good at that wedding. Like this was my moment. It wasn't even a big wedding, but like looking good in that dress was like my moment of creating the family that looked so pretty. And I was so hungry for that. Having been a single mom and raised my daughter that way, I just hungered to create the perfect family. And that meant two things. That meant at that point, me looking good in that dress. So I had weight loss surgery. I did it 2 weeks after I talked to the doctor, because he's like, hey, you're a doctor. He didn't do anything wrong. The surgery was fine, but I was so hungry to look in that dress that I had surgery. And I literally put together yesterday that I had surgery for a dress. So if you're like looking at weight loss shots and those things, don't worry. I've done surgery for a dress. But the only reason I got there was because I was hungry to lose weight and I didn't have a better solution. And I knew it, right? I looked at all the medical world out there. I was looking to all my traditional answers and I was like, I don't know. I mean, I just don't foresee this being possible for me. I wasn't really hungry for the healthiest version of me, because I think if I had really been hungry at that point, I would have created a different trajectory for my future, but that's a whole different story. So fast forward to me saying that on my other podcast, my School of Weight Loss podcast, I think it's like episode 12, I did a podcast episode called Creating the Lighter You. And it was the moment that I made a decision. I made the decision that like all these little things that I was hiding, I just wouldn't hide anymore. I was like, what's the point? Like, it's making me kind of guard my words. It's making me feel like fear that I might be outed. It was 7 years before that I'd had weight loss surgery, by the way. But it was just something that at the time I didn't feel comfortable sharing. And I want you to ask yourself where this is true in your story. I think this is so true for so many of us, right? In the unraveling, in the overeating is hiding. It's hiding behind the armor. It's hiding behind the fat cloak. It's hiding the parts of us that want to avoid shame, or as my lovely client said yesterday, blame, come up with excuses to not have to share who we really, really are. And in that episode, I just decided done, right? But I share in that episode that only two people knew for 7 years that I had weight loss surgery. Do you know who they were? My daughter, my 20-year-old, and my husband. But that's actually not true. A third person knew. And she's the lady who helped me with my wedding dress. And she looked at me and I said, we need to size this down when I bought it. And she was like, no, we don't usually do that. Everybody says they're going to lose the weight. And I'm like, no, this is different. I'm going to lose the weight. And she's like, well, I understand you. She was very kind, but I just don't know. And I said, listen, my mom's sitting right out there. She doesn't need to know this. No one needs to know this, but I had weight loss surgery. This dress has to be sized down. And fast forward into my life, and I've met her again. Is that not the most beautiful? And I got to coach her in my Lively Lady Club, and she remembered that day, and I remembered that day. And she thought at that moment, like, if this is a lady who has been through all of this and struggled with her weight and finally has mastered it, I'm joining her. So it's amazing the seeds we plant, right? In our own hunger. The seeds we plant, oh, they're so beautiful. You're doing it in your own life right now. I just think I'm far enough into this journey that I get to see it. But as I've unwound this story for myself, and I'm going to ask you all this week to sit for some time with the question, what am I hungry for? And for many of you, if you have a struggle, it's going to be that first level, like, should I just get coaching for that? Or should I go see a therapist? Should I go to my doctor? But I want you to sit a little longer in this. Because the low-hanging fruit is going to be the most obvious first answer. And it might start this process of a reset from your unraveling, but it's already going to be limited by where your brain is at right now. And so let me just say, yes, I do weight loss coaching. Yes, I do. And yes, we create plans that can work for you to help you overcome hunger, to work with your body, to learn how to work in your body, to create energized eating. But here's what I know. What my ladies are hungry for underneath that is to show up different in their life, to ride the rides with their kids and grandkids, to get down on the floor and play, to be the lively version of them, to be an active participant in their life. To go to the closet in the morning and feel confident that their clothes fit, to have energy when they wake up in the morning. And I want you to know that for those of you who are in the unraveling stage of this, that's going to feel like that is the solution. But on this podcast episode, I want you to take it one step further. I want you to ask yourself again, what am I hungry for? As this has evolved for me, I've realized that I was hungry for that life that I stood at my wedding wanting. For those of you that are married, that might be a beautiful place. That's where I don't know that this is always midlife work, right? What are you hungry for? Think of the times in your life when you made decisions that led you to the trajectory that you're on now, and ask yourself, what was I really hungry for then? What box did I think that would check for me to see fulfillment, for me to see love, for me to feel like I mattered? For me, it was like I was seen, like I was picked. Whatever that variation of that for you is, that's what you were hungry for. And now maybe you've reached a place in your life where you're like, but that didn't fulfill me. Yeah, because you were always hungry for more. You were always hungry for more. So I want to take you to the moment for me when I stood at that wedding. I was hungry for family. I was hungry for love. I was hungry for security. I was hungry for space. I was hungry for a purpose. And don't get me wrong, I could look at my past and say I'd had all that. So why was I still hungry for it? I was practicing full-time, raising a daughter, taking on 3 stepsons, a husband. We were moving to the country. We were adding so much complication to our lives. But I knew I was hungry for it. think oftentimes this is what the younger generation misses, is they've seen our trajectory of what that created. That hunger created more of what I thought would fulfill me. Because let's be honest, my dear listeners, it's what the world tells you will fulfill you. But if you're here, it's not ultimately what you're hungry for, or you would be fulfilled. There may be areas in your life that you feel fulfilled by that. So let me give you the example for me. My husband and I both worked full-time at first, and we both came into a marriage as a second marriage where neither of us were really willing to put down what we brought to the table, if that makes sense. So I used to tell my husband, is this a marriage of convenience? And he'd say, it's the most inconvenient marriage you could ever imagine. And we both were right, because we were talking about different things. And I was hungry for that connection, but we both saw it differently. So as this example, I saw it as, this is a marriage of convenience because we both, like, nothing changed. We both worked full time. We both went our own ways. We both paid half of the money into the bills. We both took on our own children's car insurance, had separate insurance, managed our children's activities. And that was our life. Yet to my husband, he was like, because I loved you, I moved to the country. I made it all more complicated. I took on more people in my life. I took on more obligations in my life. I took on more headaches alongside the extra. So as I shared in last week's episode, to come together in love, we just were talking different stories. But my hunger was for that connection, and my hunger was for that love. And so this slow trajectory has been very different than I think I ever would have thought it would be. As I look at what I've been hungry for at each step, the most superficial was food. When I did my work with food and took away that kind of hunger, and I didn't do that, by the way, I mean, for a long time, I did that by like things like surgery and pills and things like that. Turns out it didn't work. You can hear all about that, right, on my School of Weight Loss podcast. But when I stopped emotionally being hungry for food and letting food step in to be all the answer for the hunger that it really didn't answer for, and I made food just be the answer for physical hunger, it wasn't hard anymore. It wasn't like I was on a diet anymore. It was like, oh, I just was mistaken. Oops. And as in every area of our lives, I wanted it to just go away. Like, I want those old thoughts to be gone. I want them to just be gone, but they still pop up for me. Why? Because our brains are amazing and they literally are like a record of our lives. I think on a level we'll never understand. When you do this work this week of looking at what you're hungry for, there's going to be two reasons why it feels very scary. Because I thought I had to feel happy about it all. In order for this evolution to occur, I thought that the sign was that I was happy about it, that the circumstances had been met in order for me to do that. And I think this process would have sped up for me had I realized that it was never going to be like that. If instead I had gotten clean about who I really was meant to be and who I want to be, the solutions to my hunger would have become very clear much faster. Because I was praying to God every single day, help me find the path you have meant for me. And then I was like, but it's my path still, because I'm hungry for that. Come on, God. I love in Jenny Allen's Restless book, she says, like, I just had this vision that if I really gave my life to God, it would be like, he was going to make me go to Africa. I just knew it. I knew it as a missionary. And like, I mean, what's my family going to do with that? I literally laughed out loud as I read that, because I was like, it was my story too. Like, those are the only people who are God's people, apparently, in our minds. Think about how silly that is. I was like, because I'm also hungry to replace my physician's salary. So like, I don't know how Africa's going to work, God. And so it shut doors. Listen, in the near future, I'm going to tell you, I'm open to whatever God takes me to, but I just don't think I'm called to go to Africa. I don't. Y'all are going to be laughing at me in 10 years if you hear me going, I'm moving to Africa. But listen, I went to residency. Listen, you ready for this one? I went to a medical residency that has an international medicine fellowship attached to it for people training to go to Africa. So I had a lot of thoughts about that. I'm like, yes, Jenny Allen. Yes, I'm not ready to go to Africa either. But I am growing in my hunger for helping my little community of Burton, Kansas. And I would never have said I had space for that. You see, I thought I was serving, but I wasn't really serving. I was serving from a hunger to be seen. I was serving from a hunger to be picked. I was serving from a hunger to matter, to be important, to be everybody's go-to girl. I wasn't serving from a hunger of love, of recognizing that all humanity is flawed, that we are just walking this earth together. And until I got clean about what I was hungry for, I just couldn't have seen that. And I'm not totally clean. I'm still human, my dear lovely listeners. Listen, I'm telling you, I think I'm a bit of a guide here, but I am not the solution. I'm going to share more about that in just a minute. Don't worry, it's coming. The second thing that needed to happen was that I needed to realize that the hunger I was looking for, I already knew. Like, I was praying every day, help me find the path you have meant for me. I just wasn't literally capable of sitting in that hunger and letting God do it in his own time, in his own way, because I thought from everyone else, I had seen what that might create. That's where I always tell you, I think every episode I've said, and I probably always will, your path is not my path. I'm not here to be emulated, please. I'm here to just give you a little guiding thought, a verse, a space to let you see the true beauty that will unfold when you give yourself that gift. You might be hungry for more social media. You might be hungry for more things on Amazon. You might be hungry for more Netflix. You might be hungry for your children to succeed. You might be hungry for your boss to recognize you. You might be hungry for that perfect wedding. You might be hungry for that perfect family. You may be hungry for breaking the glass ceiling. Those were all things I was hungry for, but it didn't fulfill me. If you sit for 5 minutes today and ask yourself what I'm hungry for, get a little journal. Here's what you're going to do. You're going to write it out as a thought download. This is what we do in coaching. It's like all the thoughts that come to my brain. And then I do want to give you a little backhand to that activity. I want you to ask God. Taking you back to my favorite Bible verse, ladies and gentlemen. Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. In all your ways know him, and he will make your path straight. God, what can I be hungry for today? What can I be hungry for? You're not giving yourself permission for hunger. You're not giving yourself permission for passion. You're not giving yourself permission for purpose. If you are in an unraveling, if you're struggling with your weight, because you got a different hunger story there. You're telling yourself things like my past has defined my future. You're telling yourself things like I am so shameful. I am such an embarrassment that I don't get that gift. I told myself that for a really, really long time. The life I've built doesn't have luxury. And I'm going to share with you that in this unraveling of my hunger, so many of those luxuries have gone. My desire to just be out of the life I'd created has changed. I've been hungry for probably, I would, in the end, I'm going to call it the relationship with my 20-year-old daughter that I've never had. I wouldn't have said that a year and a half ago. I'm hungry for my 5-year-old to grow in the beautiful human that she is. And I'm seeing the space where the world starts to challenge it already. I still have all that hunger. In this unraveling have been so many sleepless nights of worry. And in those moments, I could have been hungry for snacks. That was my past story. Some of you guys might still be there. You're like, listen, I lay down in bed. My head starts like spinning. I can't slow my brain down. I get so anxious. I'm about to have a panic attack and I head right out to that cabinet and I eat. Or I get on the computer, which is my husband's story. Or I go buy things on Amazon or I flip on Netflix so I just don't have to think anymore. And I just want to share with you that that's just coping, right? It's so normal and so natural and it might be what's getting you through right now. But what if you just took a minute of silence and just cleared your mind? And I would say, ask God, help me find the path you meant for me. I was hurt and lost. And this was years into praying that God help me reset my path. I just wasn't giving him the time and the space to do it. And so I know as you hear me saying this, I'm sure you can tell I'm crying. But I think it's so important for you to see that because it's not always happy. Turns out I didn't ever need it to be happy because the strength that has come in me with my relationship with God is not coming from me. It's coming from him. the circumstances aren't aligned the way I thought they would be, or the way I wanted them to be, or what the world might tell me was perfect. But in the end, it didn't matter because it didn't fulfill me. It didn't fulfill me at all. I'm hungry to coach my ladies at a whole different level than I've been able to do. Because in the past, there's a part of me that wanted them to pick me. Now I'm like, hey, I'm here. I will always show you love. I will show you innovative solutions. But I'm going to challenge you to find your own. And I'm hungry for the whole world to get more of that. That is my hunger now. It is the most amazing hunger to experience in your life. Because no circumstance can change it. What do the snacks change for you? What does the eating, this Netflix, all of that, what does it change for you? Where you spend your time is where your hunger is. And I'm always hesitant to say things that I've heard people say in their faith that I'm always like, ugh, right? But I've heard people say, like, you should be hungry for the Bible. Like, for years, I was like, okay. But I'm hungry for God. Why wouldn't I be hungry for more of his word? Those of you who are in the weight loss, you got to give space for God to give you answers. You can't move on to the next thing. So maybe that is our verse. Why has my pain become an ending? My wound incurable, refusing to be healed. My hunger endless. My hunger endless. I'm going to take you back, my dear lovely listeners, to my Proverbs. My understanding is not God's understanding. My time is not God's time. I read this, I listened today, and I bawled like a baby again after I listened to that song. Because there's a part of me who still wants those things. There's a part of me that wants the pretty perfect family. There's a part of me that wants the accolade. There's a part of me that wants to be picked every single day. And it's very easy to say, why has my pain become an ending? My wound incurable, refusing to be healed. God, are you just a mirage? And then this is what the Lord said to Jeremiah. If you return, I will take you back. You will stand in my presence. And if you speak noble words, you will be my spokesman. It is they who must return to you. You must not return to them. Then I will make you a fortified wall of bronze to this people. They will fight against you, but they will not overcome you. For I am with you to save you and rescue you. This is the Lord's declaration. I will rescue you from the power of evil people and redeem you from the grasp of the ruthless. When I ask myself, why am I doing this? It's very scary for me to be a spokesman. In your life, you may not have the strength to speak up from love, to say, my hunger is changing. I know I didn't. And I know it's still crumbly. It feels raw. It feels weird. It feels scary. After my bawling at what I might be, the dreams that I might be giving up, let me just put it that way. I said to God, you got strength like I don't have. You got a path I don't know. I know it's going to be greater. And that is where the peace comes from. It's not peace that it's going to be exactly what I wanted it to be. It's peace that God gives because he's just waiting to hold your hand. You didn't actually earn it. And the things you did didn't end it. You just didn't notice it because you weren't ever hungry for it. I will make you a fortified wall of bronze. It's growing for me. I don't think I'm a fortified wall, but it's growing. And as I pray for my husband, my people are coming towards me. As I pray for my daughter is coming towards me. As I pray for my family is coming towards me. I used to tell myself, Craig Groeschel did a podcast on Ruth, and he asked one question that I thought was just phenomenal for me. It was like, what's the one place that you're not willing to give yet to God? And I was like, hands down, it's my family, because I have so much thoughts about how we raised them that I don't think at this point, because they're older, I'm allowed to change. And so I was finding that I was watering myself down in my interactions. And I think it's more than, you know, just my children. It's really my family, right? And it's my community. And I think that God can give you a strength to meet you where you're at. It's been an evolution for me, but I don't feel at peace anymore if I'm not being really me. And I just want more of that. And I know from that comes good. I've always wanted to be a good girl. I've always wanted to be good. It's just, I was pulled so many different directions as to what that meant. And I'd built a life that defined it. And so I was frequently going to the low-hanging fruit of food. And then it just grew in this journey. So I think that's something you can do today, right? Spend a bit of time asking yourself, what am I hungry for? Maybe take a bit of time this week to reflect on the verse that says, why is my pain become unending, my wound incurable, refusing to be healed? And when you're ready, maybe you're ready to move on to the verses. If you return, I will take you back. You will stand in my presence. If you speak noble words rather than worthless ones, you will be my spokesman. I will make you a fortified wall of bronze to this people. They will fight against you, but will not overcome you, for I am with you to save you and rescue you. Woo! Let's do it. Have a beautiful week.
If you love today's episode, make sure to share it with a friend who needs to hear it too. Leave me a review and click subscribe to get the latest updates on all my new podcast episodes. Ready to reach your healthy weight goals and drop the endless diet cycle? Head on over to emilyvinzantmd.com and learn more about working with me in Dr. Emily's School of Weight Loss, my virtual weight loss coaching program. The link is in my show notes.